look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who gave you birth. When I called him, he was but one, and I blessed him and made him many. Today's scripture is Isaiah 51:2, continuing in revival.
Oh Lord, I love you. You are the first love of my life. Father, stoke the fire of revival in my heart. Let me speak boldly to others of your salvation. I know that you're returning soon, Lord Jesus, to take us home. Help me fulfill my great commission and take as many of the lost with me as I can. Let me live separately from the world so that when the world looks at me, they will see you. Amen.
Today is an ouch. Take an honest look at your life in Christ. Is it the focus of your life in this world? Does the world know the difference between you and itself? See, that's really the big key in being a worker for the Lord is, can those around you see the difference, or do they see themselves? Do you come unglued when the times get tough? Do you strike back when struck? See, we're to be different. Yes, we're to hate sin, but to love the sinner, it's a very hard walk. But take a look at yourself and your life in Christ. What are you doing? By what fruits will you be known?
Today's action. Prayer is more than just a commitment. It is as necessary as breathing, eating, or drinking water for the Christian. Make it a priority in your life. Today's treasure is found in the book of Deuteronomy 30:3. That the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion upon you and gather you again from all of the nations where the Lord has scattered you.